Good morning, we're continuing Chayyadim Klal Lamed Vav Sif Simen Hey. So the Chayyadim touches on the issue over here of that we have things which have a look of a liquid, but sometimes they're in a more solid state. And do we deal with them as a liquid, and therefore they're called a mashka, and it's Dorish Tibula B'mashka, and it would require an atila. Or alternatively, is considered a solid. So he's going to touch on that in Hay and in Vav. And Hay he deals in regards to honey. Now honey, there's a greater complication in the sugya of honey, because the Mishnayos indicate that honey actually has a stage where it's considered an oichel and not a mashka. When it's still inside of the beehive, it's considered an oichel, and it's still with the honeycombs, and when you do the process of taking it out of the honeycomb and you crush them out, etc., that process makes it into a mashka. So what about a situation where they used to fry something in honey, and then the honey would then coat they make like a little ball of mazonis. They would fry it in honey. The honey would get absorbed onto the food, and now you're eating this food which has honey on the outside. So if the honey is dried out to the point that it's not tefeach amanas latfiach, it's so dried out that if you put your hand there, your hand is not moistened enough that if you place your hand somewhere else, it would leave moisture. So there has to be enough moisture to wet your hands, and your hand is so wet that when you put your hand somewhere else, your hand will leave moisture behind and place moisture over there. That's called tefeach amanas latfiach. See, if it's so dry that that's not happening, that's the Magen Rama says, that's considered an oichel. Is it a manoichel? Mishnah Berurah quotes like that as well. And there's no issue of, you wouldn't have to wash for it, because it's not a mashka, it's an oichel. But if it's still moist, it's still wet enough that it would make your hands wet. On the other hand, you're not using it as a liquid; you're using it as part of an oichel. So the Chayyadim says that I want to do the following. I want to read the parentheses at the end of the siman first. The Chayyadim is going to make a pshara. He says the two opinions are the Magaram Kosim the Ein Tzarich Tzil Sidayim. He says, right now it's being eaten as a food. It's part of a food. It has a din of a food. And there's no need to wash. The Taz Kosov the Tzarich Tzil Sidayim. The Taz says that it needs a Tzil Sidayim. And it's considered a mashka. So Chayyadim says, I'm going to make a pshara. Somewhere in between. Nearly the Yesh Chiluk. So let's go back to the beginning of the Chayyadim of the paragraph. The Imkana Hadbash, when you bought the Dabash, Radayan Hum Order Bashai, but still had the wax in it. Vihisicha, and you melted out the wax, melted out the honey from the wax. Amanas Kain Kneda Taganboy. So when it went from being mixed with the wax, which the Chayyadim is seeing at that point in time, it's still considered an Aichel, because you're not ready to use it as a mashka yet, but still mixed with the wax. If when you did the process of extracting the honey from the wax, you did it with intent to use it for this food, to fry with it, etc., to make it, put it into a food. As long as it's still mixed with the wax, it's considered an oichel. And you took it out with intent to put it and use it as an oichel, it never got a din of a mashka. See, well, right now it's sitting as a separate liquid, but you don't plan to use it for that purpose. You plan to use it to absorb it into food or place it on the food. It'll be eaten as an oichel, not as a mashka. So it never got a state of a mashka, even though right now it's a freestanding liquid. Alakana dvash, shkar mahutach. You already have dvash, which already has been melted down, literally, means. You've done the process of extracting it from the wax honeycombs. So over there, that would become the by that minhoisa mashke. You do a shame achat mehaskim kelasis mashke. You bought it from somebody who, in general, does this process because he wants to use it in liquid. So then it's considered a mashke. For example, people which would make a drink called med or mead is the English word, which was a honey drink. So once it's a mashke, it's a dime, even though you're using it on a food, it's a mashke, remains a mashke, which is the point of the Taz, remains a mashke. Now, the Chayim does point out in the parentheses, Sefer Birchos HaZevach, Menachis, Lamanav, Kosov, the Kimin, Korosh, Lehavi, Mashke. If it's congealed, if it's hardened, like we mentioned before, it's not a mashke. This has implications at this point of Korosh. We'll see it again in the next simon. In other areas, halacha, besides washing, it has relevance in regards to the amount you have to eat for bracha achrona and the time that you get for the bracha achrona. So it has other applications as well. But for our purposes, we're going to focus on the seal of time for now. Meanwhile, have a good day.